It is Tuesday the 23rd of November and you are listening to the podcast Napod Pomo series. Good morning. Good morning. It is Tuesday the 23rd of November. This is day 23 of Napod Pomo and it is pitch dark outside. It's 6 o'clock, give or take a couple of minutes, and it's also extremely cold. Now, I don't know whether there's any frost on the road, but I would say that if you're out on the road today, please be very careful. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but Sky News and the Met Office have issued a weather alert here in the UK, particularly in the eastern northern regions of England and Scotland, that we are going to get some fairly hazardous conditions with snow and ice and black ice on the roads. So whatever you do, and wherever you are, please, please be careful out on the roads. Right. How is everybody? How was your Monday? My Monday was absolutely fantastic. The office move went pretty much to book, which I'm really pleased about because it meant I could actually do some work yesterday. What usually happens, I mean, over the last 4 years since I've been based in our Nottingham office, we've moved 4 times, so pretty much once a year. And on all of the previous moves, whenever you've gone from location to location, there's always a serious problem that comes with it, like none of the network ports are configured correctly, so you get communications errors everywhere, or all the phones are screwed up so nobody has the right phone, or whatever. There's normally loads of issues. But yesterday, or over the weekend, we could probably count on one hand the amount of issues there actually were. My boss didn't get his phone in the right place. We've got one PC that uses an ISDN line, and the ISDN modem was in a different office. That was it. That was pretty much all the problems we had. So, all in all, a very successful office move, and well happy. Not sure if I like my new desk. It's right by a window, which is fantastic because it fuels my people watching fetish. But also, the sun comes right through the window, so you have to shut the world out, which is a bit of a shame. Anywho, we've had quite a bit of feedback. We've had 3 emails since yesterday coming through to us. The first of which, I believe, was from Rowley from Dark Compass, and he left a message on the website, and he said, "Excuse me." If you podcast daily, you do need to have something fresh every day to let your listeners know about, and that can be hard. If you don't have that, then the quality of the show drops and people lose interest, and listeners are a fickle bunch. There are pros and cons to a daily show, but I think the cons outweigh the pros, in my opinion. Thanks for that, Rowley. I very much appreciate the open and honest feedback. Sean from Sean O'Graham also commented, said, "I know I could probably just look this up, but hey, it'll give you something to talk about on the daily program. What exactly is porridge? I'm guessing there's something probably exactly like it here in the States, but if I walked into a shop or restaurant and said, 'Give me some porridge,' I'd be met with a blank stare." Now, I don't know what you call it in the States. I thought it was called porridge. You may know it as gruel, to take an archaic expression, but it's basically, it's just oats. Porridge fanatics would say it's oats, water and salt, but I don't like the sound of that, so I have oats, milk and sugar or honey or golden syrup or whatever you call that in the US. But no, in all honesty, I don't know what the US equivalent of porridge would be. I'm sure there is a name for it. Excuse me. But it's a breakfast cereal, and it's just made of rolled oats, which you can either boil up in a pan with some milk, or you can stick it in the microwave for a few minutes. And yeah, it comes out like this horrible, yucky, stodgy stuff. But it's really nice. It's very filling. It keeps you going for the day. And, well, I like it. So, hope that... Well, it doesn't really answer your question, because it doesn't tell you what the American equivalent of porridge is. But I'm sure that will give you an opportunity, Sean, to let me know what your equivalent of that would be. Let's see what I did there. A little bit of a feedback loop. Fantastic. Thank you, Sean, for your comment. The other bit of feedback we've had is from one of our usual contributors, Jonathan C-3PO, as he's now decided to regularly refer to himself. And apparently, I made a couple of mistakes on yesterday's show. I called it the Nunapod Pomo, which John said sounded like the Paul Harcastle 6am remix. And I also said, apparently, welcome to show two. Well, I listened to yesterday's show on the way to work in the morning, and I don't remember hearing that, but I'm happy to be corrected on that. Jonathan says, you were probably distracted by the smells of the sweet porridge. He goes on to say, I think golden syrup has suicidal tendencies. It likes exposure to the air so that it can go crystalline. Random story. My gran had a tin of golden syrup so old it had started to crystallise so that you could cut it up like natural honeycomb. It had formed sugar crystals in the liquid so the golden syrup became crunchy. They should mature a batch and sell it as a new product. Well, that's a good idea. Although you can already buy honeycomb, so that's not really quite the same. And it wouldn't be honeycomb, it would be sugar comb or syrup comb or something. Anyway, so thank you very much indeed to Ro, Sean and Jonathan for your feedback. Much appreciated. Okay, we're going to go on to today's track. I did promise yesterday that I was going to play you a track by James Corrichia. And I'm not going to let you guys down. This is an amazing, fantastic piece of acoustic guitar. The track name is Confidence. Thank you. Now that was James Corretia with Confidence, taken from his EP called The Confidence EP, which you can download for free at jamescorretia.bandcamp.com. You can also, if you so desire, spend out a little bit of money on the physical copy, which James will put together for you. Of course, if you want to pay for the digital download, you can do that as well over at the same site, jamescorretia.bandcamp.com. He's also got a website at jamescorretia.co.uk, and I'll put links for both of those sites in the show notes. But the Bandcamp site is really the one you want to go to, because that's where his music is. So, fantastic. In case you're wondering, what you heard is what he played. Now, I've seen him perform live, and it is quite a sight to behold to watch him actually performing his art. But everything you heard there was pretty much done in one take with no overdubbing, which is fan-flipping-tastic. So, and he pressed... Yes, wrong jingle time. Oh, dearie me. All right, well, that's it. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Thanks very much indeed for coming along and listening this morning. Please, again, be very careful out on the roads over these next few days, because I think it's going to get considerably worse. So, that having been said, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And, yeah, we'll catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye-bye.